Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106 Up in the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We got Ruben Frank covers the Eagles in Philadelphia joining us at 8 o'clock. At 8:20, we're going to honor Pete Medhurst with some of his famous calls here on this show.
Mm-hmm, very good. Looking forward to hearing that montage.
Medhurst montage.
I might get a little creeper.
Yes.
Hearing Pete.
So that's coming up at 8:20. We mentioned this at the top of the show. At 1067thefanshop.com, they put out some new t-shirts, including a Fly Eagles Fly t-shirt. But the new t-shirt, Play the Music Cakes, all the proceeds will go to Pete Medhurst's family.
Yeah, so buy a t-shirt. Good. You can buy it in hoodie form if you wish.
I will just be buying mine imminently.
My wife was buying a few last
night. Did you mention
the
GoFundMe?
I did not. Okay. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but there's a link to the GoFundMe because the costs, like he suffered brain tumors and ultimately passed away yesterday. The costs of the healthcare were astronomical. So you can go to the GoFundMe page. There's a link on our Twitter at Junks Radio.
I mean, he had 100 jobs. He brought in a lot of dough for the family. That's going to be hard to replace.
Yeah.
So,
he's a good earner, that Pete Medhurst.
He was a good earner for sure. He worked his ass off.
Couple of updates regarding the Eagles. I know we just hit the Skins. They have injury issues.
Hell yeah.
Their cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell, who's a stud, suffered a shoulder injury in the first half of last Sunday's game against the Rams. He's expected to play, but Vic Fangio, who is the defensive coordinator, said that if he's not, Isaiah Rogers is ready to go. So we'll see what happens. They may be leaning on a backup there instead of their stud rookie. And then when it comes to Jalen Hurts, Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, basically said they're going to run the same game plan. Mm-hmm. He said, same game plan formula, like any player on our team, if you have to make adjustments as weeks progress or the games progress, you do, but a very similar plan.
Now, I'm not saying he's lying, but he's not going to tell the media that they're going to change the plan.
Correct.
That's kind of what you expect the coaches to say, but he may be right.
You saw him lipping around.
Hell yeah, he was definitely lipping around.
And there are people who've speculated that he's torn his PCL or some sort of knee injury. Do you change your game plan at all?
I mean, based on what he can do and what he can't do, yeah, you'd have to.
You mean if you're
Joe Witt, if you're Dan Quinn, you're the defense preparing for the Eagles, do you change your defensive game plan at all?
I think you have to kind of just wait to see how he looks.
No, I think you have to assume he's healthy.
I think so, too.
You have to assume he's healthy and that he's going to be just as dangerous as ever.
And also kind of a wrinkle if he's not able to go. Like, would it be Kenny Pickett, or they were leaning on Tanner McKee late in the season, and he actually played pretty well, like in his limited time on the field.
Well, McKee was banged, or excuse me, Pickett was banged up, but he was technically the number two.
Right.
I think it would be Pickett, and Pickett played fairly well against Washington the first time. Remember, they probably win the game if Devontae Smith catches that Kenny Pickett pass.
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah. But you know what?
He dropped the ball.
This is the season.
He dropped the ball right here. Can you pick it? Put a ball right there.
Here's what you're forgetting.
And he rarely drops balls.
This is the season that the Commanders are catching the breaks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a break. Obviously, the Hail Mary against the Bears. That's a good break for you.
You're going to need breaks, too.
We've seen a lot of seasons where they've gone against this Washington franchise.
Yeah.
This is the season where they seem to be catching an inordinate amount of lucky breaks. And every team will take them. Because they don't come around very often. A lot of times they're going against you. So you welcome them.
Hey, you take advantage of the breaks.
Of course.
That's what you do.
I heard...
A lot of teams get breaks and can't take advantage of it. And they lose.
I heard Jay Gruden on Kimes' podcast as I was driving in this morning. And he was talking about, you know, the matchup between Cliff Kingsbury and Vic Fangio. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, I'm not sophisticated enough, but apparently Fangio is one of these guys that doesn't love to blitz a lot. That I guess, you know, maybe rushes four guys into more coverage thing and it's the occasional blitz. So, but he's been pretty successful. I mean, everybody's heard of Vic Fangio.
I don't think you blitz him based on what Jaden Daniels has done against the blitz. I brought this up yesterday. Lewis Riddick went through every pass that Jaden had against the blitz and he completed them all for long yards.
But that's been a change.
His QBR was over 99.
That's an area, actually, and to his credit, where he's improved. Because if you remember a few weeks ago when they showed the stat of when Jaden was blitzed, it was like his lowest QBR and maybe even amongst the rookies or something. It was like fairly low, but he's obviously improved on that.
He was thriving against it, against the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions brought everything.
Well, he didn't get sacked.
They tried all kinds of different things.
And technically, that Terry McLaurin screen pass was against the blitz. He saw that he was going to blitz. That's why the numbers advantage was there, and he quickly threw it out to Terry McLaurin, who made the house
call. This is a nerdy stat, but this is from the 33rd team, at the 33rd team FB on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Highest EPA per dropback when blitzed in the playoffs since the year 2000. So that's a 24-plus year sample size. Number one, Jaden Daniels at plus 0.72. Kirk Cousins, plus 0.63. Matt Stafford's at 3. Nick Foles at 4. Matt Ryan at 5.
Yeah.
Number one per dropback when blitzed.
That's crazy.
I mean,
and look, Fangio's not stupid.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's going to do to try and keep, you know, JD inside the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he gets outside the pocket, he's just going to kill you. You're just not going to be able to get him down. So I wonder what he's going to devise in terms of his defensive plan to keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket. And, you know, their tackles are really good. I mean, Davis and Carter are legit. I wonder if they're going to double team Carter just like the Rams did.
That matchup with Cosme being out, that worries me on the havoc that those dudes are going to cause on the interior of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hopefully some of the backups and the depth can handle those guys, and you might have to bring an extra tight end or an extra running back to help block, to chip those guys.
Now, remember,
Cliff's got to come up with something to slow those guys down.
In the Packer game, the Eagles lost N'Kobe Dean, too,
mm-hmm.
and he's one of their best linebackers, if not the best linebacker. So,
well, Zach Bond has been hyped this year as a potential defensive player of the year.
Bond's very good.
They've got Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, those guys get after the quarterback on the outside.
Yeah, Dean was
that
inside
guy. They're
a very
talented team.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if it was a talent contest, Philadelphia wins.
Well, if it was a talent alone contest, we'd probably be 500.
At best.
Yeah. We probably, you know, you give a little credit to having talent at the most important position.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's, I think, been the difference. You know, people are now talking about Jaden as a top 5 quarterback right now.
Correct.
Some people are saying he's playing the best. Right now,
Damian Wood, he's definitely standing on that.
Yeah. He's playing the best right now,
currently in the playoffs.
Now, I don't know. I don't care where he ranks. I just know he's darn good.
Well, he's not getting sacked. He's not turned the ball over.
Yeah,
I mean, he played 100 times better than Goff did.
Oh, it's not even close. But I thought going in, he was better than Goff.
I mean, different players, but yeah, I mean, he's not playing like a rookie.
Now, the first game...
You don't see this. You don't see this in the NFL.
The first game in Philadelphia, where he was coming off the injury.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the extent of his injury. He threw for less than 200 yards, had one pick, and he was held to just 18 yards rushing. So Philadelphia obviously is going to try and recreate that script against Jaden Daniels and the Washington offense. Washington only put up 18. But in the last game, which was in Washington, they put up 36 despite five turnovers.
Well, they have to. They're not going to have five turnovers in this game. Like, there's no way they have back-to-back five turnover games against the Eagles.
Right. I just love this whole VR thing. I can imagine right now, like, if you're Jaden Daniels, you just plug in Vic Fangio's defense.
Yep.
And he played the game 10 times before you played the game.
Absolutely.
Right?
He's run all the sims, right? All the scenarios.
I think the one thing he said, like, I saw a little bit of his conversation with Keyshawn Johnson about the VR set. And he was explaining, and he said, look, it's a little bit hard to explain.
Yeah.
That you don't get the players in there.
Uh-huh.
You get the scheme.
Okay.
So it definitely gives them an advantage. Mm-hmm. And getting the play call and the processing is faster. And a lot of what Kingsbury apparently does with his motion is to identify, is it zone, is it man, are they blitzing, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. So he has that advantage. But what he doesn't necessarily have in the VR sets is, like, this is how Zach Bond moves. This is what he does here or there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he should be getting all week from his coaches, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like,
obviously, it's a deadly combination, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, you know, he's one of those guys who says he doesn't cheat the game.
Oh, yeah. He puts it in the time. Yeah, 100%. All the great ones. There's not a great one, a GOAT, a Hall of Fame type that doesn't do that.
So, look, first game against the Eagles, which they lost 26-18, definitely not one of best games for Jaden. 22 for 32, buck 91, one touchdown, one pick. His QBR was 20, and he only ran for those 18 yards. But it feels like it's a different Jaden
Daniels.
It's
a different offense right now. It's a different team.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that B-Rob had a little bit of a resurgence.
That was nice to see.
To remind himself and also remind the fans.
Right.
This kid, you know, he can definitely impact the game and help this team. Because it had been 4 or 5 weeks for sure since we had seen him run that well. But, you know, it's going to take the entire team, Cakes, because, you know, like you mentioned with Carter, they're going to have to probably double team him.
Yeah.
That means that the running backs are going to have to block a little more, have to chip in.
I think you might see more quick game with Eckler on the edges, too. Like, instead of just trying to run up the gut against those monsters in the middle of their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Get Eckler and from time to time B-Rob, but I'd major in Eckler out there catching a few balls instead of, you know, just trying to grind two and a half or three yards against that defense.
In the first game against the Eagles, they used Eckler a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not in the running game, but in the passing.
I would expect to see more of that this weekend.
The thing is, I love that these two teams know each other so well. So we kind of know what to expect and we got our hands full. They also know what to expect with us defensively. And that's actually going to be where the game is decided. More so, it's not going to be decided, I don't think, on Jaden, because I kind of think I know what Jaden and our offense is going to do. They're going to find a way to give them, you know, 26 to 34 points. I really believe that. But are we going to be able to limit Barkley and to get punts and maybe force a bad throw or two? That's the game.
Didn't limit Barkley in either of the games.
No.
I know, but we have in years past.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
He's just a scary talent. Does he have 320 plus yards in the two playoff games this year?
Yes, he's.
Yeah, like I feel like if
and he had what three hundred yards, maybe more combined, right. Like against the Commanders.
I think I said this yesterday. If you can hold him to like 110 total yards and just he scores once, I think you feel like you're winning.
You're winning that matchup.
Sure, but. If they get 110 yards from him or more, they're going to have the ball for a long time.
True, but I, like just avoid like the 175-yard, two-touchdown, both long run. Avoid that scenario.
And avoid the explosive plays, too, though.
I think that's a tall task. I mean, first game,
yeah.
Saquon Barkley against Washington, 26 for a 146, mm-hmm. two touchdowns, average 5.5 yards per carry. Second game, 29 for a 150, two touchdowns, including a 68-yarder.
I'm basically asking the bad Commanders run defense to hold him 40-plus yards under what he did in each of the first two matchups.
As much as we all want to focus on Jaden in the offense, the defense is going to decide this game.
Yeah. 100%. They're going to have a critical role.
And there was a story yesterday that came out that Zach Ertz was in concussion protocol, but he cleared that.
Mm, good.
So he's going to play on Sunday.
800-636-1067. You want to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener line? We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.